Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover MotCom podcast. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer, and this is part of a series that we're calling Tech Tuesday to help people out with technology in areas that they might not understand or want to know more about. And I'm up here in Traverse City with Mike Dell from Blueberry. He's the Vice President of Operations, and we'll get into a little bit about, okay, Blueberry, what is that? But Mike, thank you for letting me come into your office here and your little mini studio. And you know, let's start right at the very beginning. What is podcasting?
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover MotCom podcast, where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life, with host and producer Dwayne Weed.
Well, podcasting, there's several definitions, and it evolves. That's the problem. Not a problem, but it's evolving. Podcasting originally was audio or video. It's always been video, delivered via what's called an RSS feed.
So let's stop. RSS stands for?
Well, there's a couple terms, but the one that's popular is really simple syndication.
Okay.
And basically all that is a text file on a web server somewhere that lists out your episodes. And what's cool about it is the apps that you would use. Now, back in the day, it was a computer.
Okay.
And you'd have this thing called a podcatcher or a feed reader. And what it would do is it would see that there's something new. It would download it, and then you would sync it to your iPod. Well, there's no such thing as an iPod anymore, really. So now, you know, phone apps do it. Apple, Spotify, there's, you know, 125 of them out there.
Okay.
And so the beauty of the RSS feed is that it doesn't matter what you're listening on, you can get a podcast as long as it has an RSS feed.
Okay, and we're gonna dive into that in another episode. I should premise this. We're going to do probably five episodes with you, each one talking about a different phase of podcasting. But before, you know, you talked a little bit about what podcasting is.
Yeah. The technical side.
The technical side.
Yeah.
Basically, it's content.
Yeah, it's content. It's, you know, think of it like a radio show or a video show. But, you know, with the evolving definition, you know, it could be a YouTube channel, could be a Spotify video, a Rumble video.
Sure.
You know, or video on your website, whatever. And those are loosely called a podcast.
Okay. So with what you do at Blueberry, and we're going to get into that when we get into the distribution side of things, because that's where you thrive in your business. But you help people all over get their podcast out to the iHearts and the Spotifys and that RSS feed and all of that. So somebody that's just now thinking, man, should I do a podcast? Should I not do a podcast? What is one hurdle that before they jump into it that they should make sure that they don't do?
Well, more than a don't is do have a reason to create content. And this goes for any creator of content. You have to have a reason. Hey, it's just fun. You know, that is a good reason. You know, what is the purpose of your content? Are you, you know, trying to entertain? You're trying to inform? Or you just want to hear yourself talk? Whatever, you know. There's nothing wrong with any reason, but have that reason in mind.
Have a purpose.
Have a purpose. And also don't discount that you're going to have an audience. It may be a small one, might be a huge one. But don't discount that you're actually talking to people.
Right.
Where, you know, if you're just blah, 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 blah into the microphone or into the camera, it's not going to go well.
And for those that are looking at getting into it, and I'm going to date myself here, you're not going to become Paul Harvey overnight.
Right. A lot of people don't know who Paul Harvey was.
Well, that's why I dated myself. But the idea that You know, you have to, first of all, find your audience.
Yeah.
Know what your topic is, mm-hmm. and then decide how you're going to hit the topic.
Right.
And then one thing that I've known with Discover.com podcasts and some of the other things is have some sort of a schedule.
Yeah.
You know, make sure
stay consistent.
Thank you. It all mm-hmm. comes down with consistency, and it yeah. doesn't necessarily have to fall in a certain time period either.
No.
You know, a length of the podcast. So whether yeah. they're 5-minute bits, mm-hmm. and I think you have one that you do every morning
yeah.
That is a shorter length, but yeah. then podcasts can go up to an hour. But, you know, figure out what your audience is looking right. for and try to meet them there.
Yeah, the thing, I get this question a lot from customers and potential customers, is how long should a podcast be? Well, make sure that whatever length it is, that it, you know, say if you say, I'm going to do 15 minutes on this topic, okay, and you only have 8 minutes of information, don't stretch it to 15 minutes. Stop at 8. You know, because, you know, if you try to stretch it out, it gets boring. And you want to keep it entertaining, you know, even if you're trying to inform. You know, like with my show, I target 5 minutes.
Right.
But sometimes it's 3. Some days it's 10. It doesn't usually go over 10 because I just cover one thing and that's it. But you know, some of my other shows that I've done in the past, and currently I still do a long-form show, and I am the king of inconsistency. One episode will be 2 hours, and it might come out once every other month.
Well,
you know, so I'm not a great podcaster. I know the tech. I know I know what works, what doesn't work, and I don't follow my own advice.
Speaking of that. And we're going to get into that in the next episode, but does somebody have to be techie in order to do a podcast?
Less and less so. Now, a lot of the equipment is a lot easier. You can podcast on an iPhone or an Android.
Okay.
The thing with podcasts is you got to pay attention to the audio. Even if you're doing a video podcast, a lot of people are just listening. You know, like, I watch YouTube incessantly. I watch a lot of YouTube. That's my main TV. 9 times out of 10, I'm also on another screen. I'm not
so you're
looking.
Listening.
I'm just listening.
Well, I like to tell my students, and I've always referred to this in the production world of which mm-hmm. I've lived for, you know, since 1984 when I started my business, is audio is 90% of a good video.
Right.
You know, that, you know, we have to be able to tell that story and to be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that being said, you know, you don't have to be complete tech. Yes, you're going to have to learn something.
Yeah, there's a little bit of education.
You know, but don't be afraid of it. If you've got good content and you think you can put something out there and have an audience mm-hmm. with it, you know, by all means, you know, and we're going to dive into more of the techie stuff here in a minute. But before we wrap this little episode up, is there one golden rule of technology that every beginner should know before starting?
I wouldn't say a golden rule, but don't overthink the tech. Get something that works and you're fine. You know, don't, you know, we call that, you know, where somebody will spend all the time like, well, I need to get this perfect and I need to get that perfect. And 2 years later, they still haven't started. So just start. Your first episode's going to suck. Your next episode's going to suck less and so on. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And the tech should melt into the background eventually.
Starts with content
and
just work it with consistency and go from there. So mm-hmm. we're gonna come back with another one. And on the next one, we're going to talk a little bit about hardware for beginners and what we should be doing. So, Mike, thank you for joining us. And in the next episode, as I said, we're going to talk about the setup and some hardware.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you for tuning into the Discover.com podcast. You can find everything that you need at discovermontcompodcast.com. And whether you're looking for tech information or whether you're looking to be on the show to promote something within Montcalm County, give me a call at 231-250-9624. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. Remember to buy and shop locally.
Follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Catch every episode at discovermontcalmpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeart. Want to be a guest on the Discover Montcalm podcast and share your story? Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. That's 231-250-9624. And thanks for your support of the Discover Montcalm podcast.